朋友，我是活在耶稣里网站的玛丽姐妹，欢迎来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天我们的讲员是陈世清牧师，他主讲宣教和基督徒灵命造就的系列专题。愿圣经真理帮助你在主耶稣里结出丰盛生命的好果子。
我想大家都听过他的名字，叫做甘地。甘地在他的一生当中，其实对基督教有非常大的好感。
In fact, all his life, Gandhi had very good impression about Christianity.
甚至有人说，甘地几乎差不多成为基督徒。
Some even said that Gandhi almost became a Christian.
但是为什么他没有成为基督徒呢？
But why he didn't become one?
甘地花了很多时间看很多关于基督徒的书。
Gandhi spent a lot of time reading books about Christianity.
但是最后他还是不相信。
But eventually he didn't believe.
很多人很难问。
Many people wondered.
为什么？
Why?
Gandhi 后来讲了一句话。
Gandhi said something at the end.
他说我非常敬重耶稣基督。
He said, I really respect Jesus Christ.
但是我看不起那些相信基督耶稣的基督徒。
But I despise those that believe in Jesus Christ.
我觉得这一句话提醒了我们。
I think what he said really remind us.
我们的耶稣没有问题。
Our Jesus Christ has no issue.
有问题的是我们。
Problem is in us.
我们说我们相信耶稣基督。
We say that we believe in Jesus Christ.
一个相信耶稣基督的人的生命应该是有改变的。
A person who believes in Jesus Christ, his life should have been transformed.
这个改变的生命应该带来生命的影响力。
This transformed life should have influence.
但是许多时候，我们好像没有把这影响力活出来。
But many times we don't live out that influence.
今天早上我们一同来从上帝的话学习这属灵的功课。
This morning, we're going to learn this spiritual lesson from God's Word.
活出生命的影响力。
Live out the life's influence.
我们要看马太福音第五章。
We're going to read Matthew chapter 5.
我们从十三节看到第十六节。
We start from verse 13 to 16.
马太福音第五章十三到十六节。
Matthew 5:13-16.
我先用中文念一遍，然后宝华姐妹用英文读一遍。
I'll read it in Chinese first and then in English.
耶稣说：“你们是地上的盐，如果盐失了味，怎能使它再咸呢？结果毫无用处，唯有丢在外面，任人践踏。你们。”是世上的光，建在山上的城是无法隐藏的。人点了灯，不会放在凉气底下，而是放在灯台上，就照亮一家人。照样，你们的光也当照在人前，让他们看见你们的好行为，又颂赞你们在天上的父。
Matthew 5:13-16. You are the salt of the earth.But if the salt loses its saltiness, how can it be made salty again? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled by men. You are the light of the world. A city on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before men.That they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven.
耶稣在这一段的经文里面向你向我发出一个重要的挑战。
In this passage, Jesus Christ proclaimed very important challenges to you and me.
耶稣已经赐给你一个新的生命。
Jesus Christ has already given you a new life.
一个改变的生命。
A transformed life.
那我们怎么把这一个改变的新的生命活出来，产生影响力呢？
Oh, so how do we live out that transformed life to manifest its influence?
这几节经文告诉我们三件事情。
This passage tells us three things.
要活出生命的影响力，要做第一件事。
To live out the influence of life, we have to do three things.
第一，我们要豁然地走进有需要的人群。
First, we have to promptly and decisively enter into those that are in need.
我们要走进需要的人群当中。
We have to approach those that are in need.
信仰是要活在人中间的。
Belief needs to be lived out among people.
你看耶稣怎么样说
？See what Jesus said.
耶稣说：“你是地上的盐。”
Jesus said, you are the salt of the earth.
耶稣没有说你好像地上的盐。
Jesus didn't say, you are like the salt of the earth.
耶稣说你是世上的光。
Jesus said, you are the light of the world.
耶稣没有说你好像世上的光。
Jesus didn't say, you are like the light of the world.
我们就是盐。
We are the salt.
我们就是光。
We are the light.
盐怎么产生作用呢？
How does salt function?
光怎么产生作用呢？
How does light function?
盐必须要进到食物里面才带来味道的转变。
Salt needs to enter into food to bring out its flavor.
光必须到黑暗里头才把黑暗驱走。
Light needs to enter into darkness to dispel the darkness.
所以当我们说我们相信耶稣基督，
So when we say we believe in Jesus Christ,
当我们说我们一个新的改变的生命，
When we have a new transformed life,
我们就要走到有需要的人群中。
We have to enter into those that are in need.
不要把信仰锁在教会的四面墙壁里面。
Don't lock up your belief within church walls.
不要把信仰锁在你家的里面。
Don't lock up your belief within whatever that you enslave.
在你的家庭当中。
Within your family.
早上你读经祷告，在你家里面读经祷告。
In the morning you read and you pray.
这是你的信仰。
This is your religion.
你说因为基督徒要读圣经，要 devotion.
Because Christians need to have devotion.
所以你在你的书房里面，你就读圣经祷告。
So in your study room you read the Bible and pray.
啊，你起身离开了，出门了。
And you rise and you leave.
然后你对耶稣说，主耶稣。See you tonight.
And you say to Jesus, "See you tonight."
你听懂我的意思吗？
You understand what I'm trying to say?
我们要走进有需要的人群中的意思是把我们的信仰带到我们的生活圈子里面。
To enter those that are in need is we have to bring our belief into those that are in need.
盐要产生作用，光要产生作用，就必须要到有关的地方里头去，不然它不会有作用产生的。
Salt and light needs to function where it's supposed to be.
太多时候我们基督徒把我们的生活把它分隔化 compartmentalize our lives.
So some said that we Christians compartmentalize our lives.
什么是属灵的？
What's spiritual?
什么是属世的？
What's secular?
来教会是属灵的。
Come to church is spiritual.
读圣经是属灵的。
Reading Bible is spiritual.
去卡拉 OK 是属世的。
To karaoke is secular.
去看这个所谓的 NCAA 的球赛，那个是属世界的。
To watch NCAA is secular.
等一下是 UNC 要打，对不对啊？
哦哇，
那个不去，那个是非常属世的。
That's very worldly.
你怎么这么样分呢？
How can you compartmentalize?
谁教你的我也不知道。
Who taught you that?
因为我圣经找不到这个东西。
Because I cannot find any basis in the Bible.
耶稣说他从世界把我们招出来。
Jesus said he called us out of the world.
然后耶稣说他差我们进到世界。
And Jesus sent us back to the world.
我们的信仰必须要道成肉身。
Our faith is incarnated.
我们要住在人群当中。
We have to live among people.
我们要走进他们当中。
We have to enter into those.
不然我们的信仰就没有任何的影响力而言。
Otherwise, our belief has no influence.
记得耶稣说你是地上的盐。
Remember, Jesus said, "You are the salt of the earth."
你是世上的光。
You are the light of the world.
所以第一件事情。
So the first thing.
要活出生命的影响力的话。
Live out the life of influence.
要豁然地走进有需要的人群中。
Promptly and decisively walk into those in need.
我们基督徒常常犯了一种的错误。
We often make a mistake.
就是当我们相信耶稣基督以后。
After we believe in Jesus Christ.
我们的生活圈子就开始慢慢缩小。
Our life circle shrink.
因为我们说我们不属这个世界。
Because we say we don't believe in this world.
所以因此呢我们呢只单单跟基督徒在一起。
So we only hang out with Christians.
信主越久。
The longer we believe,
左看右看前看后看没有不信主的人了。
We look around, there's no unbeliever among us.
不是没有。
There is a none.
It's not because there's none. It's not, 不是没有。是因为我们不要跟他们做朋友。
Not that there is no unbeliever, it's because we don't want to befriend them.
我不知道你有没有这个感觉。
Do you feel
你信主多久了？
How long have you believed in Jesus Christ?
5年
5 years
10年
10
突然间你发现到你没有不信主的朋友了
All of a sudden you realize you don't have any
你花的时间都是跟基督徒在一起
All of your time you spend with your Christian friends
你所有的时间你想到要做的事都是去找基督徒
All the things you want to do it with your Christian friends
你以为你很属灵啊
You think you're very spiritual
你这样做很属灵啊
Very spiritual
不是
No
你把他们分隔出来。
You compartmentalize them.
那我就问你咯，你假如这样做的话。
So I ask you,
你怎么样为耶稣做见证呢？
How do you testify for Jesus Christ?
耶稣说我们是地上的盐。
Jesus said, we are the salt of the
earth. 我们是世上的光。
With the light of the world.
我们要走进他们当中。
We have to approach them.
你信主的年日越久。
The longer you believe in Jesus.
你应该有更多不信主的朋友。
You should have more friends who are not believers.
你要扩大你的圈子。
You have to expand your friends.
你走到人群当中。
Enter into them.
因为他们需要耶稣基督。
Because they need Jesus Christ.
但是许多时候刚好相反。
But many times it's opposite.
一想到教会要有布道会。
We think about there will be evangelism.
哇，拼命想说要找谁，要请谁，没有人请啊？为什么？因为左看右看都是基督徒。
We cannot think of anyone to invite to the evangelical meetings because we don't have any unbelieving friends.
走进有需要的人群中。
Approach those, enter those that need Jesus.
跟这一些的所谓的未信主的人做朋友。
Befriend those that are not believers yet.
包括你公司里面的同事。
Including your co-workers.
你花多少时间跟你的同事在一起
How much time do you spend with them?
哦，他们跟我们不一样的
Oh, they're different from us
我的朋友都在教会里面
All my friends are at church
都是属灵的
They're all spiritual
你花多少时间跟你的不信主的同学在一起
How much time you spend with your
他们做都跟我不一样的
Oh, what they do
我们是专门查经的
We only study
我们专门祷告的
We pray
他们去看足球的 他们看篮球的
They watch games
那是世界的
That's worldly
我们要问自己到底我们有没有搞清楚我们的使命
We have to examine what our mission
耶稣要我们走进需要的人群中啊
Jesus wants us to enter among those that are in need
你居住的环境
Where you live
旁边总是有左邻右舍吧对不对
They are neighbors
你认识他们吗
Do you know them?
你走进他们生活当中吗
Have you approached them?
不是他们不是基督徒
Oh, they're not Christian
跟我们不一样的
They're different
所以住了十几年
So you've lived there for
你也不认识他们
You don't know them
你也没有走进他们家庭当中
You never enter into their home
你太太会煮菜吗对不对
Your spouses can cook
做一个简单的这一个什么炒荷包蛋呢、啊、
So make something simple、
这个苦瓜炒这一个鸡蛋呢、啊、都可以很多方式简单的嘛然后你就拿去隔壁说哎嗨呀 I'm your next door neighbor 我们吃 Chinese food 你可以做很多事情啊
You can do a lot of things
你不一定要跟他讲耶稣啊
You don't have to talk about Jesus
但是你把你这个人活现在他们面前
But you live out among them
跟他们做朋友
befriend them
认识他们
know them
也让他们认识你
and let them know you
我们既然是地上的盐
since we are salt of the earth
我们既然是世上的光
we are light of the world
耶稣说你就要走进人群当中
Jesus said you have to approach them
所以我挑战你
so I challenge you
要产生生命的影响的话
to influence what your life can bring
走进需要的人群中。
And enter those that are in need.
不要把我们的信仰孤立起来。
Don't isolate our belief.
不要只单单跟基督徒在一起。
Don't just befriend believers.
我盼望你能够接受这个挑战。
I hope you will receive this challenge.
你的朋友越多的不是基督徒，其实是一件好事。
It's actually a good thing that more your friends are unbelievers.
因为你为耶稣基督做见证。
Because you are testifying for Jesus Christ.
那在这段经文里面，耶稣告诉我们第二件事。
The second thing Jesus taught us in this passage.
要产生生命的影响。
To have influence from your life.
不能要走进需要的人群。
Not only that we have to approach those in need.
第二。
Second,
要一心坚持生命的独特性。
We have to totally, wholeheartedly adhere to the uniqueness of life.
什么是生命的独特性呢？
What's the uniqueness of life?
耶稣说我们是盐。
Jesus said we are salt.
耶稣说我们是光。
We are light.
盐有它的独特性。
Salt has its uniqueness.
耶稣故意用盐来讲我们的生命的独特性。
Jesus purposely chose salt to talk about our uniqueness.
盐在耶稣那个时代其实是不太容易有的。
In that age, in Jesus, on earth time, salt was rare.
不像我们今天的盐哈，它那盐是一个石头来的。
At that time, salt was like a rock.
然后石头的表面有一些的盐的成分。
And there's salt on the surface of the rock.
所以那个盐会失掉味道的。
So the salt can lose its saltiness.
所以他们用这个石头呢就磨磨磨，然后呢使那个食物可能会变成咸。
So they use that salt rock to grind and then touch the food.
那过了一阵时间以后呢，这个盐在这个石头的表面慢慢没有那个味道以后呢，这石头就怎么样，就丢了。
After a while, that salt rock will lose its.
然后就任人践踏了。
And will be thrown away and trampled.
这是背景哈。
This is the.
耶稣说盐有它的独特性。
Jesus, salt has its uniqueness.
当时他们用盐来做什么？比如说他们用来反腐啊，这个大家都知道啊。咸鱼对不对？咸鱼啊，就是用盐腌的嘛。
At that time, they used salt to preserve food.
Like 那个时候没有冰柜，没有雪柜啊。
At that time, they don't have refrigerator.
通常他们就用盐的方式腌它，腌肉啦，腌鱼啦。
They used salt to preserve food.
哎，这个很有意思啊。
It's very interesting.
耶稣用这个来形容我们的生命的独特性。
Jesus used that to describe our uniqueness.
我们出现的地方。
Where we show up.
有没有让别人看见我们这个生命的独特性？
Do we let people see our uniqueness?
我们的圣洁。
Our holiness.
我们的爱心。
Our loving heart.
我们的谦卑。
Our humbleness.
在人群当中。
In front of people.
使我们所处的社会会更加的向上而不是向下。
Should right, lift up our society where we live, not let it decay.
你生活的圈子。
Where you live, your circle.
你的同学的圈子。
Among your classmates.
你公司的圈子。
Among your coworkers.
会不会因为你
Does it,
坚持生命的独特性
Does it because you adhere your uniqueness?
别人看见了这一种生命的影响。
So that they see the influence of your life.
还是我们跟他们一样。
Or are we just like them?
他们怎么样我们也怎么样。
We follow whatever they do.
盐的另外一个作用是什么呢？
Another function of salt.
让人产生干渴。
Let people become thirsty.
哦，很多的这种餐馆很厉害了，这边有做餐馆的哈。他一定做咸，比较咸一点。
A lot of restaurants.Offer salty food.
啊，那么你就叫饮料咯。
So you have to order drinks.
饮料很多时候呢是比那个食物还要贵。
Oftentimes the drinks are more expensive than the food.
从那一个它的那个 ratio 的角度来看，饮料是赚钱的。
Drinks give them profit.
啊，你做餐馆的话就高抬贵手哈。
If you're in restaurant business, bear with me.
因为盐的东西使人家产生渴，干渴。
Salt lets you thirst.
所以要喝水。
So you have to drink water.
耶稣说你们是盐。
Jesus said you are salt.
我们的生命能够让别人对耶稣基督产生渴慕。
Our life can let people thirst for Jesus Christ.
这个很重要啊。
This is very important.
有一个年轻人到了一个汽车公司做推销员。
A young guy went to a motor company to be a salesman.
哇，他很兴奋啊，就开始学很多的那种所谓啊这个销售的一些的那个招数哈、啊、tactics 啊 ,how you sells the car, 哇讲讲讲讲哇他学很多。
He was excited and learned a lot about selling, sales tactics.
哇有一天有一个看起来很有钱的人进来。
One day, a person looked like a rich person came in.
他看上了那一个最豪华的车。
He saw the most.
哇这年轻人很兴奋。
The young salesman was very excited.
因为他所看到的是后面的 SSS 的那个 commission, 哇只要这个人卖掉哇就赚钱了。
Because what he saw was all the money signs.
所以呢他就拼命跟他讲。
So he kept talking to that guy.
他觉得就要成了。
He thought he was going to make it.
没有想到这一个看起来很有钱的人。
Well, he didn't realize.
他说这辆车不适合我。
That rich guy said, this car doesn't fit me.
他就走了。
And he walked away.
哇这青年很心痛。
The young salesperson was
马上就要上吊的鱼了。
Oh, the money was almost in my
hand. 哎呀跑掉了。哇他心里很不舒服。
I'm very uncomfortable.
他就对他的 supervisor 说。
So he talked to his supervisor.
真的很不容易。
That's not easy.
几乎这只马我已经来把它带到河边我要让它喝水竟然它不喝。
I led this horse to the riverside, let him drink. He almost got to the water.
我要他喝水他竟然不喝。
And he refused to drink the water.
Supervisor 告诉他。
Supervisor told him.
这就是你不对的地方。
This is what you did.
你不需要让这只马喝水。
You shouldn't trying to let the horse drink the water.
Or to make the horse drink the water. But rather you make the horse thirsty.
You should make the horse thirsty.
你听懂那个观念吗
Do you understand
你要逼那一只马喝没有用
you cannot force
你要让他感觉到很渴
you have to make him feel
他自己会喝
he will drink it
你拼命的压他说喝喝喝他不喝
you kept forcing him he won't drink it
我们基督徒也是这样
we Christians are
如果是我们把我们生命的独特性活出来
if we live out the uniqueness of
我们不是推着、哎、信耶稣信耶稣信耶稣不是
We cannot just keep forcing people believe, believe, believe.
是别人看见你的时候。
When people see you.
看见你的品格。
See your character.
看见你的圣洁。
See your holiness.
看见你的爱心。
See your love.
看见你的谦卑。
See your humble.
看见你的良善。
See your
kindness. 看见你的怜悯。
See your mercy.
他们说 ,Wow!
Wow!
You are so unique!
你好独特。
You are so different.
你好不一样。
I just want to be like you.
我就要像你一样。
你明白那意思吗
？Do you understand?
You make people thirsty for Christ.
要让人饥渴耶稣基督。
You do not force people to accept Christ.
你不能强迫人接受耶稣。
很多时候我们搞不清楚这个次序。
Many times we don't know the priority.
你不要把一只马。带到河边把它压下去说 Drink it, drink it, drink it No, 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 don't do that 我希望你明白耶稣所讲的意思
I hope you understand what Jesus was trying to say here
我们是地上的盐
We are the salt of the earth
我们是世上的光
We're the light of the world
盐要产生作用
Salt, when it needs to function
它要发挥它的独特性
How it manifests its function
光要产生作用它要发挥它的独特性
How light can function and manifest its effectiveness.
光需要照出来。
Light needs to shine.
我们的生命需要显现出来。
A light needs to manifest.
为什么甘地最后没有成为基督徒？
Why Gandhi didn't become a believer eventually?
因为基督徒给他看见的不但没有使他干渴。
Because what he saw among Christians didn't make him thirst.
反而他感觉我已经饱了因为我不用相信耶稣都比你们还好。
In fact, he was satisfied already seeing all the believers.
因为我们基督徒没有把我们生命的独特性活出来。
Because we believers don't live out our uniqueness of life.
80年代有一个很出名的牧师。
In the 80s, there was an, pastor.
这个牧师可能不是每一个人都知道不过呢假如你被称为 Generation X 的人你大概知道这个人的名字。
If you're among the Generation X, you might know this person.
他是在加州 California, Upland. 他的名字叫做 Dieter Zander. D-I-E-T-R-Z-A-N-D-R. Dieter Zander.
He lived in 他住在加州这么一个牧师。
他开始向 Generation X 传福音。
He began to preach to the Generation X.
教会在短短的八年，从六个人到了1200人。
In 8 years, the church grew from 8 person to 120,000.
后来 Bill Hybels 请他到了 Willow Creek 做他的 teaching pastor.
Bill Hybels 这个牧师还请他到 Willow Creek 当牧师。
这是后来的事情。
That's what happened after.
但是他的教会一直长，成长。
His church kept growing.
因为他做这个 Generation X 的工作做得非常好。
He worked among the Generation X.
所以有一次一个 Generation X 的 conference 请他做讲道。
So there was a Generation X conference invited him to be a speaker.
他在讲道当中做了这个 exercise.
In his speech, he did this.
他说请大家用一个字来形容耶稣。
Please use one word to describe Jesus
Christ. 有很多人就开始写了。爱啦。
Love, so many people responded saying love, forgiveness,
怜悯呢
mercy,
良善呢
kindness,
这一个接纳呢 acceptance,
acceptance,
哇，都是那些非常让你心中很温暖的字
all very warming, comforting words.
然后他再请大家写另外一个字
and then he asked everyone,
用一个字来形容基督徒。
He asked everyone to use one word to describe.
你知道这一些 Generation X 怎么写呢
？So what does the Generation X say about that?
论断呢
？Judgmental.
狭窄啦。
Narrow. Shallow.
自我中心啦。
Self-centered.
这个所谓叫清高哈，看别人比自己好啦。
Despise others.
然后呢，这个压迫啦。
Oppression.
奇怪，所讲的呢，刚好跟耶稣完全相反。
Totally opposite to how they describe Jesus Christ.
这就是甘地所面对的问题。
This is what Gandhi faced.
我们有没有把我们生命的独特性活在人面前
？Have we lived out the uniqueness of our life in front of people?
我们的生命既然说已经有了新的改变的生命
，If we say that we have a new life.
我们就应该把这个独特性活出来。
We have to live out that uniqueness.
别人从你和我的身上
，So others can see in you.
他能看见这个生命的改变。
They can see the change in our lives.
我想请问你这个很实际的问题。
I want to ask you a very practical question.
你的生命真的已经被耶稣改变过来了吗
？Has your life really been transformed by Jesus Christ?
你是不是做一个文化的基督徒？
Are you a civilized believer?
Just a cultured Christian. 就是文化就是说呢，哦，来美国很好，美国是一个基督教的国家，所以我就跟美国人一样，他们做礼拜，我也做礼拜。
Are you just a cultural believer? You just follow whatever the American custom is. We go to church, you worship.
你接受教会为美国文化的一部分。
You accept.Church as part of the American culture.
你接受基督徒为美国文化的一部分。
You accept Jesus, Christians as part of American culture.
所以因此你也像其他的基督徒过你在美国的生活。
So that's how you live American life.
假如你是如此的话。
If you are like that.
你的生命还没有被翻转过来。
Your life has not been turned around.
你需要跟耶稣有一个个别的生命的关系。
You need to have a individual relationship with Jesus Christ.
耶稣成为你生命的主。
So he can be the Lord of your life.
他成为你的救主。
Become your savior.
他赦免你的罪。
He forgives your sins.
你把你生命的主权交给他。
You give him your authority of your life.
你的人生是为他而活。
You live for him.
你人生的价值是让他来决定。
Your life value is determined.
你人生的方向是他来带领。
Your life direction is determined by him.
你整个的价值观是根据他和他的话。
All your value system is depending on his word.
不是文化。
Not cultural.
乃是生命。
But life.
唯有这样，我们才有可能把这生命的特质给活出来。
Only that we can live out the uniqueness of life.
先有生命的改变，才有可能活出新的生命。
You have to have transformed life first, so you can live out that new life.
所以当耶稣说我们是地上的盐。
So when Jesus said we are the salt of
the world, 我们是世上的光。
The light of the world.
耶稣说你已经改变了。
Jesus said you are changed already.
既然改变了，就要把它 活现在人的面前。
If you are changed, you have to live it out.
请问你在人面前的行为是怎么样的？
Let me ask you, what are your deeds like before men?
或者问自己一个这样的问题。
Or ask yourself this question.
从信耶稣开始到现在。
From beginning when you believe in Jesus until now.
有没有我周边的人因为我信了耶稣看见我的生命的改变他们也信了耶稣。
Have there been anyone around you became a believer because of what they saw in you?
信仰是给人看的。
It's for men to see.
因为耶稣说曾建在山上是没有隐藏的。
Jesus said, city built on hill cannot be hidden.
耶稣说点灯呢是放在灯台上照耀一家的。
Jesus said a light is meant to be put on a stand to shine.
表明信仰是给人看的。
So our belief is for people to see.
你今天给别人看什么？
What do you show people today?
我们要一心坚持这生命的独特性。
We have to wholeheartedly adhere to the uniqueness of life.
基督徒的生命的特质，刚才我们所说的爱圣洁谦卑良善这一些的生命的特质要不断的活现在人面前。
The uniqueness, the life of a believer's uniqueness, including all the kindness, love, gentleness, all those good things needs to be manifested among people.
最后耶稣告诉我们第三件事。
Last thing Jesus told us.
要活出生命的影响力。
We have to live out the influence.
不能要走进有需要的人群。
Not only that we have to enter those.
不能要一心坚持生命的独特性。
Not only that we have to adhere to the uniqueness of life.
最后我们要尽心指向信心信仰的终极者。
Lastly, we have to dedicate to the ultimate finisher of our faith.
我们所做的我们的人生所活出来的要指向那一个我们信仰的终极者。
All we live, our life, all we do need to point to that ultimate finisher of our faith.
耶稣怎么样说呢？第十六节。
What does Jesus say?
他说你的光当照在人前。
He said, let your light shine before men.
叫别人看见你们的好行为便将荣耀归于你们在天上的父。
That they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven.
简单的一句话来说。
In simple words,
我们人生当中所做的每一件事
what we do, everything in our life,
它都应该有一个指标一个指向一个 pointer
everything should all point
这个指向就指向我们的耶稣基督
all point to Jesus Christ
无论我们有多本事
regardless of how
无论我们有多优秀
how smart we are
无论我们有多成功
how successful we are
我们所有的这一切
all we do
都不应该指向自己
shouldn't point to ourselves
应该指向耶稣基督。
Instead should be to Jesus Christ.
你怎么样在你的人生的高峰的时候让别人看见的不是你而是耶稣。
How do you, at the peak of your life, that you let people see Jesus, not you?
你怎么做?
How do you do?
你要刻意的做。
You have to intentionally do that.
你说什么意思呢?
What does that mean?
我就举一个例子。
Let me give you an example.
你只要来美国大概你喜欢篮球。
You might like basketball if you...Come to America.
你在美国住久一点的话，你大概应该会喜欢足球，不是这个我们中国人的足球啊，不是 soccer 啊，是 football, American football.
The longer you live in the U.S., you probably will like football.、
啊、你看那一些哇，几十个大男人在那边抢一个球，好像很奇怪哈、啊。
You see, might be strange to you that all those.
哦，非常有艺术。
It's very artistic.
足球其实非常很深入的东西，里面有很多非常深的学问。
Actually, there are lots of deep lessons in football game.
80年代出了一个非常优秀的 MVP.
There was a very famous, successful MVP in the 80s.
他的名字叫 Kurt Warner.
His name is Kurt Warner.
哦、oh, ，很出名。
Oh, very.
打得非常好。
Very good player.
赚了很多钱。
Made lots of money.
但是这样一个优秀出名的足球明星
But such a famous successful player
你知道当记者采访他的时候
You know when the reporters interviewed him
他说你太厉害了你太伟大了
They said you're so wonderful
你知道他怎么说吗
You know what he replied
我不伟大
I'm not good
I'm not great.
I'm not great.
But I have a great God.
But I have a great God.
我不伟大，但是我有一个伟大的上帝。
I'm not great, but I have a great God.
后来 Billy Graham 请他在一个布道会里面做见证。
And later, Billy Graham invited him to testify.
他说我有今天的成就。
Today, how I have today's success.
首先我要谢谢我的太太。
First of all, I have to thank my wife.
我很欣赏美国人。
I really admire Americans.
因为他们重视他们的太太。
They really respect their spouses. Their
我们中国人一成功的上台讲话的话，太太在哪里都不知道。
Chinese are not like that when they.
我们很多时候在一些场合，你知道，那我 receive 一些 award or whichever 啊，我们上台就讲，哇，在那讲，太太在哪里，管他在哪里哈，啊，都是我厉害了。我们很少这个 credit to 我们的这个 spouse， 很通常不会。
Chinese rarely credit their wives.
Now, Kurt Warner say, 他说我要首先谢谢我的太太。
Kurt Warner first said, I need to thank
you. 然后他讲这句话。
And then he said this.
我真正的成功的原因。
The reason I'm successful.
是因为上帝耶稣基督让我成功。
It's because God Jesus Christ allowed me to succeed.
这就是我们所强调的，把你人生当中的一切指向耶稣基督。
This is why I'm trying to emphasize that you point everything to Jesus Christ.
若是要活出生命的影响力，
you want to live out the influence of your life.
别人要从你的生命当中看见一个指标。
Others need to see a pointer.
那个指标不是指向自己。
That pointer doesn't point to yourself.
指向耶稣。
Rather to Jesus Christ.
我们活在一个非常注重表现主义的社会。
We live in a society that really emphasizes performance, outward performance.
我们常认为一个人的价值是在乎他的表现。
We often think a person's value depends on his performance.
所以我就拼命的用表现来肯定自己的价值。
So I keep doing great things to perform well to confirm my value.
特别我们中国人。
Especially we Chinese.
我不知道你同意不同意这些话。
I don't know if you agree with me or not.
你的孩子
Your children
去哪一间大学
Where do they go to college?
通常你会很在意。
Usually you care a lot about.
去到那一些从来没有听过的名字啊？什么学校？你再讲一次。不可以。
If they go to a children that nobody have heard of, they would say.
你要在 North Carolina 最少你要去 Duke.
You have to at least go to Duke if you stay in North Carolina.
你要至于去离开远的话呢，那最少应该考虑啊 MIT.
If you want to go out of state, you have to consider.
去到西岸的话，你至少要去 Stanford 或者是 UC Berkeley.
To West Coast, at least go to Stanford or Berkeley.
我们中国人很注重这种外面的表现的能力。
We Chinese really emphasize.
然后用那个来肯定我们的价值。
And use that to confirm our value.
我们一谈起话来，你在哪一学校毕业的、啊、
？When we talk, we ask people, where did you graduate?
北大的。
北大的。
Beijing University。
北京 University。
清大的。
清华 University。
人大的。
People、
哦，这些都是 elite school。哦。
These are all elite school.
假如你说我在新疆的某一个地方某一个第几线的城市啊第三线第四线没听过。
If you say you graduate from a remote province, people would not know.
我们中国人很重视这个东西。
We Chinese really emphasize that.
为什么
?Why?
因为我们要标榜自己嘛。
Because we want to
我们觉得哎呀你看我多本事啊。
I want people to think, oh, you're
so good. 我到了这个学校。我有这样的成就，我多本事啊
！I can come to this school, I can have this performance. It's all because of me.
还没信耶稣之前，可以明白这样的做法。
I can understand before you become a believer.
但是你相信的耶稣。
But once you become a believer,
圣经很清楚地告诉我们。
Bible teaches clearly.
我们所有的
，everything we have，
都是领受的。
All we are all received.
不是因我们有。
Not because we own.
因为上帝给你。
Because God gives you.
你的能力。
Your ability.
你的智慧。
Your wisdom.
是上帝给的。
It's given by God.
所以当我们活出在基督里的生命的时候。
So when we live out the life in Christ.
你要有一个指向。
You have to have a pointer.
指向耶稣基督。
Point to Jesus Christ.
当别人说，哎呀，你真本事啊。
Oh, when people say you are so great.
你不要说当然了，就是了。
Yeah, don't reply, ah, of course.
No.
No.
你说你看见的不是我本身的本事。
You should reply, this is not what you see in me.
是耶稣给我的。
It's what Jesus gave
me. 没有错，我努力，我尽责。
Yes, I work hard.
但是一切的好处是从他而来。
But all goodness are from Jesus.
你的工作越做越好。
That your job, you're doing it better and better.
你步步高升。步步高升, you know. You climb the step.
You climb the step. You get promoted every day.
你, yeah, you're right. Okay. That's a good one. 那你的生意越做越大。
Your business is greater and greater each day.
哇，你的顾客越来越多。
Wow, you have more and more customers.
哇，你钱越赚越多。
You have more and more money.
你想到什么？
What are you thinking?
你想到自己?
You think of yourself?
还是你想到这一切都是上帝所给我的?
Or you think that these are all gifts from God?
从当别人用羡慕的眼光看你的时候,
When people see you with an envious look,
你告诉他说,
You tell them,
这一切都是我的主所赐给我的。
These are all given by my Lord.
不是说我们没有尽本分。
Not that we don't work hard.
不是
No.
但是这是我们的生命的一个重要的指标。
But this is a very important pointer of our life.
我们每一个人的生命要好像施洗约翰一样。
All of life needs to be just like the Baptist John.
他讲过一句话。
He said this.
Christ shall increase. I shall decrease. 他必兴旺，我必衰微。这是我们生命的见证。
This is the testimony of our life.
我们生命当中要一个指标。
We have to have a pointer in our life.
我们所做的每一件事情。
Everything we do.
指向耶稣基督。
Point to Jesus Christ.
我们的影响力就产生了。
Our influence will appear.
不要太过注重表现。
Don't overlook performance.
但更不要用表现来肯定你的价值。
Don't use performance to confirm your value.
因为很多时候表现的能力都有它的局限。
Performance has limitation.
但是重要的是，在每一次我们的生命当中有任何让别人看见欣赏的时候。
The importance is that every time when we have something that people admire.
指向耶稣基督。
Point to Jesus Christ.
耶稣挑战你和我。
Jesus challenged you and me.
记得我们一个新的生命。
Remember that we have a new life.
把这个生命的影响力活出来。
Live out that, the influence of that new life.
走进有需要的人群中。
Approach those that are in need.
坚持生命的独特性。
Adhere to the uniqueness of life.
指向我们信仰终极的对象。
Point to that ultimate finisher of our faith.
我盼望当你继续你基督徒人生的道路。
I hope as you continue your Christian journey.
你所标榜的。
What you manifest.
不是你自己。
Not yourself.
而是耶稣。
It's Jesus Christ.
当别人看见你。
When people see you.
他们看见耶稣。
They see Jesus Christ.
当你分享。
When you share.
当你见证你的生命当中的成就。
When you testify your success,
指向耶稣。
Point to Jesus Christ.
当我们每一个人都这样做，
When we all do that,
我们周遭旁边的人就必然受影响。
People surrounding us will be influenced.
他们就要被吸引来归向耶稣。
They will be attracted to Jesus Christ.
你个人就成为一个恩典的流通的管子。
You'll be a channel of God's grace.
别人因为你领受上帝的恩典。
People will receive God's grace because of you.
请你记得你蒙恩乃是要使别人得着恩典。
Remember, you are blessed so that others can receive the blessing.
求主帮助我们。
May God help us.
活出生命的影响力。
Live out the influence of your life.
我们一起祷告。
Let's all pray.
天父，我们再一次感谢你把你的话赐给我们。
Father God, we thank you for your words.
帮助我们将从你而来的新的生命活现在人群中。
Help us to live out that new life that you have given us before men.
让别人在我们的身上看见我们所相信的耶稣。
So that others may see you in us.
让我们所做的都能够指向我们的耶稣。
So everything we do will point to you.
用我们的生命高举耶稣。
Use our lives to exalt you.
也让我们的生命成为你恩典流通的管道。
And allow our lives to be the channel of your grace.
叫我们也成为别人的祝福。
So that we can be a blessing to others.
听我们的祷告。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督圣名。
We pray.
Amen.
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目。我是玛丽姐妹，感谢你的收听，也希望你能为活在耶稣里福音施工祷告。如果你愿意用金钱奉献来支持福音节目，请在我们网站的首页点击奉献支持，与我们一起同工，带领更多的同胞来归向神的救恩。